With me to Lord's Day number 2. Lord's Day number 2. Just found on page, on my book, it's found on page 3. I hope it's the same page for you. This is the first part of the catechism. Man's misery. So let's read responsively by answering the questions. From where do you know your misery? From the law of God. What does the law of God require of us? Christ teaches us in sum, Matthew 22, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. And this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Can you keep all this perfectly? No, I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. Saints of God, it is vital for the church to understand the fundamental truths of the Christian faith. If what took place recently at Congress is any indicator of a fake pastor thinking it appropriate to conclude his prayer by singing Amen and A Woman, if that's an indicator of anything, then our church is really in trouble. And it shows me that we have, as a church, I speak very broadly speaking here, that we have failed to understand the fundamental truths of the Christian faith. And there's nothing more fundamental than the gospel itself. And if we don't understand the bad news, the good news really isn't that good. Right? Anything, any more than the value of a diamond cannot be seen in all of its beauty if you do not have a black felt behind it. And that's really what this is the diamond of the gospel is going to shine clearly with all of its beauty. But you have to first see the contrast. What is the bad news? And so this catechism summarizes for us what that is, that we outside of Christ are miserable. The law of God has been written in our hearts, but also the law of God has been revealed to us through the scriptures. And it is God's standard of righteousness. And outside of God intervening, we don't keep this perfectly. And I think most people, if not all, most people will admit to acknowledging that they are not perfect, they make mistakes. But that's not what really is the heart of this section of the catechism. It's not that we just made a few mistakes. It's that we are miserable. In a state of misery means that we're in a position that we cannot change. We are in a hopeless condition that we cannot fix no matter how hard we try. And so everyone outside of Christ acknowledges in one way, shape, or form that they experience this misery because they have broken hearts and live in a broken world, but they can't do anything about it. And so they try to fix it by pointing the finger to everybody else or anything else, and they try to better themselves and have positive thinking, but it never gets to the root cause. And so the grace of Christ to the world is that Christ shows us where we truly are, the true condition of our hearts. This is our hearts in all of its, well, not glory, but all of its ugliness. I am prone by nature to hate God and to hate my neighbor. If we don't understand that, we don't understand why God needed to save us. And we'll go into that more so in our passage later on. So we'll conclude our summary of Lord's Day 2 with that.